just got a story from our colleague, Doug, and our friend, who says that Nothing Bundt Cakes, which I just saw this poll that said Nothing Bundt Cakes is America's favorite restaurant.
Followed by Tropical Smoothie.
Tropical Smoothie King.
Or Cafe.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And then their Smoothie King was also in the top 10. Anyway, I was like, these are not restaurants. But nobody hears my...
we harumphed.
Yeah. That's not a restaurant.
That doesn't count.
It's a bakery. It's not a restaurant. They're selling smoothies. But you all say they just... I've never been to a tropical smoothie.
I've never been either. But when my 19-year-old nephew blew through town a couple months ago, he said, is there a tropical smoothie cafe in town? I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he ordered a smoothie and a quesadilla. That was his dinner.
I didn't know they had quesadillas.
I didn't either.
Yeah, they have lunch and breakfast items, but... I have a younger cousin, and, when she was in college, all she'd say for, what do you want for your birthday, for Christmas? Gift cards, tropical smoothie.
Tropical smoothie cafe.
And they're big on college campuses if they're, I believe, if, they have room for them, they'll put there.
I can't enjoy a smoothie in the cold weather. It drops my core temperature.
So true. You think there's any way with his thin blood?
Yay! And I can say that again.
I know. You won. there's like a 4-month window when I can really enjoy a smoothie, and that's it.
June, July, August.
They've got to come up with something else.
May, June, July, August. That's it.
That's it.
It is not.
I think there was an executive order outlawing you yesterday.
Yeah, he signed that in law.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been challenged, but the Supreme Court will probably uphold it. It'll be all right.
Guys who can't drink smoothies in winter, out.
I know.
They're too cold.
Today, it's so freezing cold. I was carrying a can of Celsius on the way in. I was like, oh, my God.
My hand's frozen to it.
I can't carry this. With his thin blood. Listen, we used to play basketball, and afterwards, we'd go to a smoothie shop.
Summertime.
Yes. But once if it got into October, Chris Dim said,
I can't. I can't. Just once, could we get soup?
No one has soup after you play hoops.
We have a nice hot soup after we play. We don't go. We go out, soup, everyone, soup. All right. We went to over to, it didn't take off, Tropical Soup Cafe. It wasn't the same.
God, could you be more white? Smoothies after basketball.
Yes, that's right. To the juice shop. We went over to the juice shop.
Pickleball.
And had smoothies after.
I'll have the 3-point specialist special.
Yes, we did. And we loved it. And oftentimes we would sit in the parking lot leaning on a rail, just checking out.
Yeah. Just watching the world go
watching
by.
Watching the world, explaining things to people.
Yeah, they say we're getting something called Costco.
Yes. Yes. So the top two restaurants were Nothing Bundt Cakes. It's not a restaurant. And Tropical Smoothie Cafe, which I would have screamed is not a restaurant. Apparently they have quesadillas. So Doug says, our friend and former colleague, there's an article yesterday that Nothing Bundt Cakes now is being required to open on Sundays, no matter where they are across the country. And some franchisees are very, very upset because it used to be they had the choice to either open on Sundays or not. Now they're being told you must open on Sunday, and they're upset by that.
Well, the retail world is, it can be cruel. most of the retail stores are open 7 days a week.
I know. Retail's always open. And but I wonder, if you came in and they told you as a person who is franchising it, good news, you can choose whether or not you have to open on Sunday, and you bought into it with that in mind, and then they flip it on you. You can see why you'd be upset if you have religious reasons for not wanting to be over, or whatever reason.
But I bet they do a lot of business on
Sundays.
I'm sure they do.
Imagine what Chick-fil-A could do if they were open on Sundays.
Of course. Well, that's what I was going to say. When I was in the food service managerial world, you lost people to Chick-fil-A because it was a guaranteed weekend day off.
Oh, the
you mean work
Sunday?
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah,
because it was like, and even with managers, managers always wanted to be. In food service, it's rare that you get a weekend off if you're a manager, and that was one of the appeals was, hey, I get a weekend day off.
Surprisingly, I like that about Chick-fil-A, that they have stuck by the fact because it gives them a day off. You only are going to work 6 days as a manager of a Chick-fil-A, no matter what. Boy. That ruffles the Diesel's feathers now. Many times we've been driving back from a pickleball tournament on a Sunday, and he'll say Chick-fil-A, and I said, it's Sunday. God, he's very upset. He's like, they need to be open on Sunday because we expect in America it's a retail. And I said, yeah, but they give their – I always have applauded them for that. They're the one, and they're giving up profits. A ton. They're giving up a lot of money.
When you travel on the interstate, you know, because Chick-fil-A was kind of regional at first. I know they're branching out now, but before everybody really knew what they were, I would imagine that plenty of people would see the exit signs on the interstates said food next restaurant or next exit. You know, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A. Well, people would probably pull off and think, hey, let's get a chicken sandwich.
Yes.
And it's closed. Now, not all, but some of the signs say closed on Sundays.
Pretty much everyone I see.
A lot of them do, yeah.
I think they've had to do that because probably because of what you just said. People are getting off the highway to go to Chick-fil-A and they have to tell them it's closed on Sunday. Boy, one time Diesel and I were on the way back from a pickleball tournament on a Saturday, and it said, you know, this exit, blah, 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 Chick-fil-A. We go up there to the Chick-fil-A, get in line, closed for renovations. We sat there staring at plywood for 10 minutes. Boy, this was not very busy.
You see any movement in there? Is that a shadow?
Nothing.
I think I see someone.
Nothing.
No.
Surrounded by porta-johns and plywood.
There's a guy with a tool belt. Can you make me a sandwich?
That was disheartening because it took us forever to get there. It was very heavy traffic. We're trying to get through it. Finally get there, and we're welcomed by, you know, reopening in 3 months.
Ah.
Oh, oh.
Excuse our mess.
I was. You talk about devastation. A couple of bronze medal winners. All we're wanting is a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Couldn't get it. Could not get it.